Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I hope you had a wonderful Easter weekend. I know it was different than any Easter you've ever had, but I hope you had a good time. And we did something a little different. Well, it's not really different. I cooked a meal. Well, that is kind of different. I don't do that during the week much anymore since the kids are all grown and gone. But I asked my husband, I said, why don't we go ahead and cook a meal? I said, your mom used to always like my ham, and so I can fix a ham, and you can maybe take her up some lunch and stuff. And so we did that, and she said all she had planned was a can of soup, so she was glad to get the home-cooked meal. And don't think I'm anything great. I just cooked a meal. That's it. Just a meal. It was ham and cheesy potatoes. And I, instead of rising my own bread this time, I went ahead and bought the already done and baked it in the oven, put a little extra butter on it, and had some green beans with it. And it was good. Yeah, it's good. Yeah. You don't like green beans, so don't give me that face.
Yeah, I was right with you until then.
Well, I just needed another color on the plate. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you, O God. We praise you for the freedom we have through the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. We, the people, your people, here in the United States of America, the land of the home and the free, and the home of the brave, desperately need you. We need your courage and your boldness. We need your wisdom and your healing. I beg for your guidance for our leaders, Father. We ask that you place your hedge of protection around our president and vice president. Surround them with wise and godly counsel. Bless them, O Father, with great discernment, that they can listen to the words and the data put before them and make the correct decisions for this nation as a whole. Keep our enemies at bay and protect us from the evil one. May we once again become a nation of prayer, a people who pray. Give us strength and boldness to be your beacons of truth and love, that we might comfort and encourage others. May your will always be the desire of our hearts and of this nation. I ask, O God, that you bless my show today. And, Father, that you will use me. We know that you are our strength and you are our way. We trust you, O God, to meet our every need, to comfort and to heal this land in the hearts of its people, to bring America home. Amen. Well, Rudy handed this to me shortly before I went on the air, and I didn't know that it was, but it's 50th anniversary?
I know.
50th anniversary? I'm not that old. Am I that old? On this day in 1970, an oxygen tank explosion aboard the Apollo 13 aircraft, NASA. I get in trouble for saying NASA. NASA, to abandon the third planned lunar landing. The crew and the three astronauts famously radioed, "Houston, we've had a problem." Before escaping and re-entering the Earth's atmosphere in the command capsule, which splashed down into the Pacific, and they emerged unharmed. Now, we also remember other Apollo missions that didn't go so well. And, it's something I remember with the rockets and the astronauts with, kind of a neat memory. My mother thought it was very important that it was history, and she would get us up early in the morning to watch those rockets take off long before they had men in them. And we did so. And I remember those mornings kind of foggily, but fondly. I'm not a morning person, so I was in the fog. So my question to you today is, do you or have you grown absolutely sick of the news? Or maybe just sick of the new age journalists? I have. And it's part of what I have to do. So it makes it kind of rough. I don't have reporters or investigators here or writers. So it's up to me. Rudy helps. He helps a lot. And Albert puts up with me. That's my husband at home with the nonstop news watching. And it's up to me to decide which direction the show will go each morning. Sometimes I get it right. Sometimes I don't get it right. And I don't take it lightly because I know you're counting on me for some glimpse of hope and common sense. Maybe just a different slant on the obvious. But there are days I just can't stand it no more, as Popeye would say. Popeye the Sailor Man, y'all remember him, don't you? Well, and I do take a break. I take a break on the weekends. I have mentioned that to you before from the news. Sunday evening, it gets started all over again. But when we turned it on last evening, I heard just a snippet. I was watching Chris Wallace with a panel, and I turned to my husband. I said, "Turn him off. I can't watch whatever. You can watch whatever you want. I'm not watching him anymore. I'll wait for Levin, Life, Liberty, and Levin tonight." Then I get to work and I start sifting through the news stories. And guess what? The president didn't like Chris Wallace last night either. I never like him, but once in a while I actually endure him. But not yesterday. I just couldn't. And I'll explain. I have that article here somewhere. Chris Wallace. Well, he had a panel. Now, this is from Newsmax here, but I'm going to tell you my story. Because I didn't watch very much of it. But he had a panel, and they began to discuss the briefings. The daily briefings that the president has. And they say the president talks too much. He brags too much on himself, and he needs to just shut up and let Dr. Fauci, or however you say his name, I never get that right. If he'd spell it correctly, I could pronounce it correctly. I guess he could say that about my name, too. But Dr. Fauci, I did not elect him. And I'm okay with listening to his data, but I'm not okay with him being my leader. Nor am I okay with Dr. Birx being my leader. But apparently, according to Chris Wallace and many on his panel, I've heard Britt Humes do this before, because he says the president brags too much on himself. You know, nobody else is going to brag on the man. Somebody's got to pat him on the back. He has done a tremendous job, but no, they wanted to go down the road of Pelosi, down the road of Schumer, that the president didn't act soon enough. He had this information before, and he didn't act soon enough. And what was going on during that time? Because he's not the only one who gets this information. Congress also gets this information. Nancy Pelosi is Speaker of the House. And if you understand your Constitution and how this government is set up, that makes her third in line to be president. Should something happen to President Trump and Vice President Pence, guess who gets to lead this country? Now, if that doesn't scare the you-know-what out of you, I don't know what would. But Chris Wallace and his news buddies, Trump didn't care for the way they were talking. He goes, "What's going on with Fox News?" And, of course, then they accused him of only wanting news that agrees with him. I don't think that's what he was saying. They weren't being journalists. They were being opinionated, and they were globalist opinions. And I'm going to address that when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm sick and tired of the new age journalists, aren't you? Stay tuned. We will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code Bethann and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. But this is going back to Chris Wallace. I didn't know what direction I was going to take this show, and I ended up landing on Chris. I'm sorry, Chris, but I really don't have... I lost a lot of respect for you a long time ago, but there's another reason for that, and I'll explain that here in just a minute. This is what President Donald Trump tweeted. Just watched Chris Wallace wannabe... Just watched Mike Wallace, wannabe Chris Wallace, on Fox, Trump wrote on Fox. I am now convinced that he is even worse than Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd of the Meet the Press, please.
Oh, I hate
people
that guy.
Over the face of the nation. What the heck is happening at Fox News? It's a whole new ball game over there. Well, this was on Chris Wallace News, and he had a panel, and they went after Trump, as I said earlier, and then they went back. Jedediah Bila, he's on Fox and Friends, a co-host. I don't watch that. I'm here at work, and I'm not watching that. I don't watch the news during the day. That's why I watch it all night. But we do once in a while get notifications that somebody's
breaking
live
news.
On Facebook or something. What's that?
Breaking news.
Breaking news, yeah. It's always breaking. Their news breaks us a lot. Anyway, they accused him of a third grade name calling. Chris is doing his job. And Chris Wallace says, my reaction is always, one of us has a daddy problem and it's not me. I think there's more than one third grader. If Chris would have had any kind of integrity, he'd have just not said anything. And, of course, somebody could say, well, Beth, neither could the president. But what they were saying was that he shouldn't talk at his own press conferences, these briefings that he gives on the coronavirus. Now, they do go on and on and on, but in his defense, he, and I wished he wouldn't, honestly, President, but he'll ask those journalists if they have questions. And he goes, people complain, I go too long, do you want to quit, do you want to ask some more questions, and he opens it up.
Well, yeah, you know, and when he's done, they're still yelling questions at
yeah.
him as he's walking off.
And he finally turns it over to Vice President Pence or whatever. But he lets Dr. Fauci take, I just got a thumbs up because I got it right, take questions, and he lets Dr. Birx take questions, and he lets, some of their names, some of the others that are on the panel, not panel, but on this Vice President Pence. And others that have been up there, whether it's on the economic side or the trade side, but he lets them, the Surgeon General, he has him up there some. He got in trouble on Friday, and he should not have gotten in trouble. He tried to talk his way out of that. I told you when, as soon as he made that comment that he was going to be in trouble for it, and I thought nothing of it. Everybody has their own names for their grandmothers and their grandpas, and I'm a Meemaw, my husband's a Papaw, my mom was Granny, and Dad was Papa to my sons, and it's, you know, I had a grandmother and I had a Granny. Everybody has different names. But he has a good, I think he said it was his cousin, so it would be his aunt, that calls his grandmother Big Ma. And I knew as soon as he said that, he was going to be in trouble with somebody. So he had to come up before the briefing was even over to explain. Because he was already in trouble. Because people are so sensitive. They're just looking for trouble. Well, Chris Wallace has never been one of my favorites. If you watch Chris Wallace long enough, which I have trouble doing that, I usually can't make it through a whole broadcast of Chris. He's a globalist. Pure and simple, he's a globalist. And he had Nancy Pelosi on just a year or two. It was before the impeachment. They were still going through this Mueller thing and all this and that. And when it was all over and said and done, she says, thank you for all that you do for the democracy here. And he goes, oh, well, thank you, Nancy. And it was like, oh, my gosh, gag, gag, gag. And it was like, oh, globalist Chris Wallace, kissing up to Nancy Pelosi, but not to President Donald Trump. Now, you just stop and think about that. When I take a break from this, from the news on the weekend, it is muchly needed. So, while this is serious stuff, I mean very serious, this nation and its people, they are lighthearted humor. And I get a big kick out of some of the things that come to my, either to me in text, or through the email, or through my kids. My kids have been texting pictures to all of us of what they've made for dinner. And it's been quite humorous through the weeks. And one of my sons got a new fryer of some sort. It's an outdoor fryer, but it looked like he was frying indoors. And he was frying all kinds that looked like fish. And I've got some kids that like to cook. Outside, mostly. But they do like to cook. And he made a couple of his brothers jealous over his fryer. And so they've decided, you know, through all this, I've got another son that was actually a cook in the Army, and he likes to really cook. I didn't mean that the others weren't really cooking, but I don't see them rising yeast and making homemade cinnamon rolls yesterday morning for Easter morning for his family.
Ooh.
I know, he didn't invite his mom, you know, because we're on this shutdown thing. Can't let the old people out of the house. And so he also then made his own pita sandwiches, and he made gyros, chicken gyros, he said. Of course, I can't eat a cucumber, so I told him, hold the cucumbers on mine. He held everything, because I didn't get nothing. But they decided that they're going to have a party after this pandemic shutdown, everyone, they can all go back to work, as if they're going to have time, and they're going to call it the Corona Frias, post-Corona Frias party. And we'll see what happens. That could be interesting. We might have an overload of grease at my house. I don't know, or wherever we end up having that, if they end up doing it. But it is funny that, you know, that they're finding things to laugh about. And a friend of mine, actually, it was Rudy's wife, sent this to me last week. And there's several things in there that I thought it was funny. And it's talking about the shutdown and how you're being, you have to stay at home. Now, I haven't had to stay at home because I'm essential. I'm self-proclaimed essential. But anyway, it says day one, I could do this. Get enough food, and they say enough wine to last a month. Get enough. Now, I'm not going to go through every one of these. I'm going to go through the ones that I thought were funny and my favorites. Number three, strawberries. Some have 210 seeds, and some have 235 seeds. Who knew? Now, I actually have some kids that I think might get bored enough to count them. Day four, removed my day pajamas and put on my night pajamas at 8 p.m. So they're staying in their jammies all day. Now, psychiatrists and all those that are all knowing have told us that we should carry life on, get up at the same time as you normally would, and da-da-da-da-da, and, you know, carry on just as you would if you were going to work. That's not happening. I can guarantee you that's not happening in most households. Here's it goes in number six. It says, I get to take out the garbage today. I'm so excited. I can't decide what to wear. Because they finally get to get out of the house. Now, these are exaggerated, obviously.
There was actually a news story about that today, about how people are dressing up.
To go out to
yes, so that one came true.
Yeah, I'm going to get to the other one, too. Laughing way too much at my own jokes. I do that every day, so that's nothing new for me. I like this one. Went to a new restaurant today called The Kitchen. You have to gather all the ingredients and make your own meal. I have no clue how this place has stayed in business. Day 10, struck up a conversation with a spider today. Seems like he's a nice guy. He's a web designer. Number 11, isolation is hard. I swear my refrigerator just said, what the heck are you doing here again? Number 12, I realized why dogs get so excited about something outside. Going for walks or car rides, I think I just barked at a squirrel. And number 14, watch the birds looking for a worm. The Cardinals lead the Blue Jays 3-1. I credited some of my Cardinal fans for that. Anybody else feel like they've cooked dinner about 395 times? If you're home with a bunch of kids, you can relate to that. Okay, we're going to get past the silly here in just a little bit because I do have some things I want to share with you. But how are you getting through these days? For me, it's not been a whole lot different other than the weekends. I can't go anywhere on the weekends. I've been coming to work as usual, sitting here with you as usual, and having coffee as usual, and going home as usual. But how are things changed for you? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I'll tell you what, this is week five, and I think it's time for America to come back to life, and we will be right back.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land can contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance. For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-759-5081. That's 800-759-5081. 800-759-5081.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have just a couple more things, and then I have a caller that I will go to. But this is coming from a different article, and it was giving day one, week one, everybody was buying sanitizers and disinfectants. Week two, of course, it was the toilet paper brigades. You know, everybody was buying toilet paper. Week three and four, it was spiral hams and baking yeast, thanks to Easter. Week five, now this is coming from Walmart CEO, okay? Week five is now, and can you guess what people are picking up? Hint, you can't eat it. The sales on hair clippers and has increased 166%, and hair coloring products rose to 23%. Americans, you know, I read somewhere, I'm going to have someone on this week, and it's a brand new makeup company made in America, and I was sharing with her that I had read years ago that even during the Great Depression, makeup, hair products and makeup and all that was still very popular and selling, that they didn't really lose customers because it was still important. especially if you're looking for a job, to look your best and feel your best, yeah, even through the hard times. It's a feel-good thing.
Feel good, look good, feel good thing.
Yeah. And so my question to everyone is, how are you, what are you doing? And I was kind of looking for some humor to make it through this pandemic, this stay-at-home pandemic. And it hasn't changed my whole life a whole lot, except I can't get to my hairdresser. We have Roger from New Mexico. Roger, how are you today?
I'm just fine. I am an engineer scientist, and so I look at this coronavirus Rex, I call it, like Tyrannosaurus Rex. I look at as it, like, what is it really doing? And I found out that it kills you the same way that malaria and carbon monoxide does. It destroys your hemoglobin in your blood. Okay? A ventilator won't do you a damn bit of good, because that's like plunging a commode when the sewer line is blocked up. It ain't going to go through. So that's one thing. Another thing is, there is a solution. There's a Austrian medical team just back from China. They went there early on to find out, to get to the bottom of it. They found out that heat kills coronavirus. Okay, I can't wonder, nobody's telling us this. I've tried to put it in the mainstream media.
I know what you're going to say, and yes, we have been told that. In fact, Dr. Oz has talked about it.
I haven't heard anywhere where anybody said, use your coffee maker to make hot water as hot as you can withstand. It's already designed into the coffee maker, and then you gargle with that water, and it'll kill any virus that's in your throat passageways.
Well, Dr. Oz says, okay, let me explain to you. Dr. Oz has been talking about it. He says that gargling with salt water every day for years, and he, you know, our grandmothers always told us to do that. My mother always told me to do that. Get it as hot as you can, and that's what you're saying, and to gargle with it. Also, breathing the steam. You remember grandmothers and moms used to tell us when you had the cold to stand over boiling water with a towel, and you kind of breathe that steam very carefully, but you breathe that steam in. And so I think there's much to be said about that, and I cannot remember her name, but it's Martin Luther King's niece that gets on and talks every once in a while. And she was saying how she's been doing that. She says, I breathe my steam, and I do all the things that I'm supposed to be doing to keep well. So there are people talking about it, but mostly what you're hearing is, what's that?
Dr. Farsi doesn't say anything about it.
Because it's not made by the pharmaceutical business.
There you go. You got the bingo.
But the other doctors are, and they have been on. Dr. Oz has been on several of the Fox News shows here in the evenings lately. If you've been watching, he's been on Sean Hannity quite a bit, and Laura Ingraham and Tucker Carlson. So there are doctors out there that are talking about other things.
I've been watching.
That's
for
more
weeks
of a preventative.
So you told me.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll let you go.
All right. Thank you, Roger. But then, you know, those are some old remedies that, you know, we get down the road and we find out, you know, Grandma knew more than we thought she did. that does really help your, not only that, it helps heal the mucus, the membranes and stuff when you're all raw and everything. It does help with that. So that is out there. And I don't think it'll hurt anybody to do a little steam breathing, as long as it's the little vapors from the water, you're not doing some other kind of steaming breathing, you know what I'm talking about. So the news, while it is unfortunate, but I think it's up to us. You know, just like Roger was saying, you know, sometimes you don't hear this stuff, and it's up to you to sift through it. Unfortunately, we're not going to hear everything we need to hear. And, of course, you know, Roger says, how come Dr. Fauci is not talking about that? Well, and then we have Chris Wallace saying the president should shut up and just let Dr. Fauci talk, Dr. Birx, and not have anybody else, not have the president brag on himself or talk. Well, it's up to us to use common sense and discernment. And we should be able, if we do that, we should be able to see the forest and the trees. We should be able to focus in on both of them. We can't blame them, these globalist journalists. Nor can we blame Congress. Well, I think we can to some degree. We have to take some of the blame ourselves. for not staying awake, for not being vigilant, for not being alert, for allowing our educational system to be used and socialized and commercialized for agendas that are contrary to our freedoms, and snatching away our liberty. Now, there are many, and I'm one of them, that are starting to wear pretty thin with the patience on this shutdown. Their data has been off. Thankfully, praise the Lord, it's been off. We want stuff as people. Not only do we want stuff done for us. In that, we have made the way for these opinion journalists manipulating the news. We've allowed parties to be all about party and not about we the people. I'm going to talk about that here in just a little bit. We're about to run out of time. Show's about over.
Fastest hour of the day.
It is. 5 weeks. Americans are sick of the news. Even though we're captured by it, we're sick of it. You know, I watch those news briefings that the president has. And we're ready to put new life into this nation. So let's get back to work, America. You, America, you are the essential ones. Not the Chris Wallaces, not the Chuck Todds, not the Don Lemons, or yes, the Brett Humes, or yes, even the opinionated Beth. Although I think I'm essential, when you get down to it. Only you, America, are the essential ones. And this president, in his unconventional and totally abnormal way, according to Washington, D.C., is fighting for you. He's fighting for you. Who was lied to? Who was manipulated when Chris Wallace made his statements derogatory towards the president? That wasn't news. That was global opinions. Globalist opinion. It wasn't news that Chris Wallace doesn't like the president. That, we've known that for a long time. That's not news. You know where I stand. I don't even claim to be news. You know what I am. I'm an opinionated woman. I'm a conservative Christian woman with a microphone. The most dangerous thing to the left possible. More dangerous than one of those patriots out there with a gun. They don't like me. They don't like me because I'm not one of them. They don't like the president because he's not one of them. He's unconventional. They think he acts like a third grader on Twitter, so though do they do. They combat him back like a third grader. He traps them every time. Every time he captures them. But these are serious times. And I'm concerned about America. We need to get back to work. Let the president know you're ready. You're ready to meet the virus and get back to work. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet is help tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small. And it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials.
I use my pillow, and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on my pillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the My Pillows. That's right. Buy one My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all My Pillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. There were so many things yet to talk about. You know, the president has been making deals with the oil industry people, with Russia and OPEC and several of these, that they're making deals to try and put some sense back into the oil industry and gas pumps. I mean, gas is so cheap right now, and I think I said Friday, it's so cheap, cheaper than it's ever been, and we have no place to go. We're not allowed to get out of our house and take advantage of that cheap gas. Even if they aren't making money at it, they'd make a little bit more money if we were buying it a little bit. That's not happening. Well, this is what I received from Gary. He's a good friend. He listens to the show. He's a good patriot. He keeps in touch with his senators and his representatives and his governor. As does Paul Hamby, you know, I shared his letter to the governor, and I know I've had others of you in Missouri that listen that say you did the same. It's time for America to get back to work. You know, we can take precautions. I went to the grocery store on Friday. My husband's been doing most of that. And I went to Jeff City. He went with me, but we didn't go in the store together because you're not supposed to go together. We're in the car together. I don't know what difference it makes whether we're in the store together. But I had to go to Staples first, and I didn't get what I needed. I needed Staples, and I needed paper for here at work. We're down to our last ream of paper in the copy machine. And very few Staples left, and that gets to be pretty serious after a while. But they were closed. They've got different hours, so they weren't open. This was around 5 or 6 o'clock. They weren't open. And so I guess we're going to have to order those online today so we can get some paper here. But Gary sent this to me
a couple of weeks ago, and I have had it. I've kept it, Gary. I was going to share it because I think he makes some really good points here. And just to give you some thoughts, not necessarily conspiracy, but thoughts, okay? He says, think about this. If China wanted to do a test run to see how a biological warfare exercise would play out in America, Europe, South Korea, Taiwan, and Japan, mission is accomplished. I'm not saying that it's the case of this moment. He's not saying that's what this is. This unusually virulent virus could be just an accidental release from the Chinese biological lab in Wuhan, or it could even possibly be a mutated SARS virus. Without more accurate data from inside China, we will never know for sure, and I doubt that we'll ever get any actual information that's truthful from China. Gary goes on and says, but regardless of how this pandemic has triggered, our nation should learn some very critical, important lessons from the Chinese-sourced coronavirus outbreak. Lessons that I've been lobbying my congressmen, my senators, for years. We are not secure nor nearly as prosperous when an industrial manufacturing or energy resources are located overseas. I hope everybody is thinking about that, he says, and we have mentioned that here. And we are doing a new drive, this is straying from his letter here to me, to promote Made in America. And I want you to make a promise that you will try to buy Made in America as much as possible. And we're going to make some things available. But you have to use them, or they do us no good, and they do you no good. Back to his letter. We are not secure as a nation when our manufacturing plants have been moved offshore. We are not as prosperous a people when our manufacturing jobs are outsourced to foreign lands. We are not secure at all when we are dependent on others for our goods, energy, or medicines. We need to severely limit our business ties and our dependence on China. We need to bring our pharmaceutical manufacturing back home. We need to bring our electronics manufacturing back home. We need to bring any and all important manufacturing back home. We need to bring all essential industrial manufacturing back home. We need to maintain our recently regained energy independence. We were number one, remember? Communist China cannot be counted on, especially in an emergency. Communist China does not play fair with our manufacturers. Communist China steals proprietary trade secrets and vital technology. These are facts. These are not conspiracies. These are facts. Communist China is much more dangerous to the USA than is Russia. Communist China is an expansionary nation and a growing military power. Communist China is an adversary to free nations, and they should be treated as such. Bring our manufacturing back home. It's an economic and national security imperative. Thank you, Gary. Gary is from Wisconsin. He wrote that to one of his congressmen, I believe. It's up to you, the consumer, to bring this nation back up. I understand that we have all kinds of economic issues. I understand what Melody Cedarstrom has been telling us for years and for years. But it is always you who are the answer. You. You spend your dollars on Made America products. We have them, and we will add more to our list as we can. It's hard to get them to buy advertising because I'm small for one thing, and because they're very conservative and smart business-wise, and they don't just throw it away. And I'm not saying that to spend money on me is throwing it away, but
I'm small and they haven't heard of me. But if you use them with my name, they'll have heard of me. That being said, we've had people talk about the cool legislation. Your Congress people repealed that as if you have no right to know where the origin of the products you buy are, what country they come from. You want to know that, and you want to purchase them. If it is a company right here, this makeup gal I'm going to have on, she has a tremendous story. I'm going to have her on with me on Thursday, part of the show. She makes it here. Her employees are here. They get paid here in the United States of America. You buy their products here. Your money stays here in the United States of America. It doesn't go anywhere else. It doesn't go to China. It doesn't go to Istanbul. It doesn't go anywhere else. It stays right here supporting workers in this nation. The money is circulated right here. I don't care what kind of money it is. It's circulated right here. There is no such thing as free trade. The only freedom in this nation was what our founding fathers died for. That's equality. And this nation needs you, the consumers, to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.